Chapter 41. Oh, death! How bitter the thought of you, for the man living at peace in his home, for the man unruffled and always successful, who still can enjoy life's pleasures. Oh, death! How welcome your sentence to the weak man who is failing in strength, the man who is tottering and always rebuffed, devoid of sight and with vanished hope. Do not fear death's decree for you. Remember, it embraces those before you and those after. This is the end for all flesh from God. Why then should you reject the will of the Most High? Whether one has lived 10 years, 100, or 1,000, in the nether world, he has no claim on life. A reprobate line are the children of sinners, and witless offspring are in the homes of the wicked. Their dominion is lost to sinners' children, and reproach abides with their descendants. Children curse their wicked father, for they suffer disgrace through him. Woe to you, O sinful men, who forsake the law of the Most High! If you have children, calamity will seize them. You will beget them only for groaning. When you stumble, there is lasting joy. At death, you become a curse. Whatever is of nothing returns to nothing. So too the godless from void to void. A man's body is a fleeting thing, but a virtuous name will never be blotted out. Have a care for your name, for it will stand by you better than precious treasures in the thousands. The boon of life is for limited days, but a good name for days without number. Hidden wisdom and unseen treasure, of what use is either? Better is the man who hides his folly than the man who hides his wisdom. My children, listen to instruction concerning shame, and be ashamed according to my judgment. For not every kind of shame becomes shamefulness, nor is every kind of reproach to be preferred. Be ashamed of sexual immorality before father and mother, and of falsehood before prince and ruler, of flattery before master and mistress, and of crime before the public assembly, of disloyalty before friend and companion, and of theft from the place where you settle. Be ashamed of breaking an oath or agreement, and of stretching out your elbow when you dine, of refusing to give when asked, and of turning away the face of your relative, of defrauding another of his appointed share, and of failing to return a greeting, of gazing upon a man's wife, and of entertaining thoughts about a prostitute, of trifling with your servant girl, and of violating her bed, of speaking words of reproach before friends, and of following up your gifts with insults, of repeating what you hear, and of betraying secrets. These are the things you should rightly avoid as shameful, and you will find favor in the sight of everyone.